Join me in welcoming Robert D. Benedetto, Principal Program Manager, Windows and Devices Group. Robert.
Good morning. Wow, a lot of people here. It's great. As Paul mentioned, I manage a team of engineers located throughout the world. We have a team here in Taiwan. We have three teams in China. We have a team in Korea, South Korea. And we have a team in the United States. And these team of engineers, their whole purpose is to work with partners like you to build devices that your customers will love. Over the next 2 days, we're going to review Windows 10S and focus on the technologies and tools that our partners will use to build devices that support it. We're going to recap the Creators Update that we released in March, and I'm going to talk to you about what's coming up in the fall Creators Update. We want customers to choose Windows, and in order for that to happen, we need to offer all the customers a choice. We need to build a Windows that's just for them. Back in May, we had an education event in New York City, and that's where we introduced a new Windows experience. We introduced Windows 10S. Windows 10S is security at its simplest. Your applications are delivered via the Windows Store, ensuring they're Microsoft verified for security. Windows 10S is designed for performance that lasts. Startups are quick, and they're built to stay that way. You can enjoy all the great Windows multitasking features like Snap, Task View, and Virtual Desktops. It's all there. You also get the full suite of the built-in apps and all the newest innovations like Cortana, Windows Inc., and Windows Hello. Windows 10S is also deeply integrated with OneDrive. So your files are saved to the cloud, they're in sync, and they're accessible from all your devices. You also have the flexibility to use the cloud storage solution of your choice. So if you don't use OneDrive, that's fine. You can use whatever you're comfortable using for your cloud storage. And you're not limited to online apps. So you can get the full functionality of Office, Evernote, Minecraft, and many other titles in the Windows Store. And if you decide you'd rather run non-store apps, you can easily and affordably switch to Windows 10 Pro at any time. We've been working on getting some of our most complex apps into the store. The Office suite with all the apps you're familiar with, Word, PowerPoint, Excel, all with exactly the same functionality, is now available in the Windows Store. We used our desktop bridge technology to bring Office to the store, and tomorrow, in one of the sessions, you'll hear more about that technology. We're also evolving the driver model for Windows 10 to achieve a much higher level of quality for drivers on the Windows platform. Universal drivers, they're declarative, they're componentized, and can optionally be integrated with hardware support apps. This model allows Windows 10 to be fast, to be stable, power efficient, and serviceable. To support this initiative, we're hosting a few sessions on this topic today and tomorrow as well. You know, we spend a lot of time looking at devices, a lot. Some of you are looking at your devices right now. Let's take a look at some statistics. In the United States, people spend an average of more than 7 hours every day looking at their screens. 60% of users in the US, in China, in India and Brazil use a PC, a phone, and a tablet. 82% of consumers live in a heterogeneous environment. What that means is they have several devices that are running on different platforms. They might have a Windows device, they might have an Android device, and a device running iOS. Of those consumers, 42%, so almost half, begin an activity on one device and then finish it on another one. That's really important. That gives us a great opportunity. If you can take a user-centric view of devices rather than a device-centric view, then you can actually create something called the mobility of the experience. So it's not about how mobile is my device. It's about how mobile is my experience, how mobile is my scenario, what I want to do. One way to do that is with Windows Hello Companion Device Framework. This allows you to basically take a user-centric view of the device. The other way is with Project Roam. Project Roam is a way to take a user-centric view of the apps. So you can imagine then that when you want to do something, you're no longer confined by the limitations of the device, but rather of the scenario and the situation you're in. Let me give you a quick demonstration of that. So make sure we get this on the screen. So here we got typical situation. A customer has a laptop. In this case, we have a Dell laptop running Windows 10, and they have an iPhone. We all know the iPhone has a fingerprint sensor. It's already on there. Wouldn't it be great if you can use that fingerprint sensor just to log into your PC? Well, one of our local partners, GoTrust, took advantage of the Windows Hello CDF companion device framework and built such a solution. So here we have the laptop. All I have to do is basically identify to the laptop that I want to log in. It creates a wireless link to my iPhone. I touch the fingerprint sensor. It validates me and logs me right in to my laptop seamlessly and securely. Now, that's what we mean by a user-centric view of the device. Now I want to show you Project Roam and how we can actually get the experience of the app to be user-centric. Once I find the app. Health, home, TV, and there is no app here. Oh, there it is. All right. So let's say now you want to look at some photos that you took, but you're sharing it with friends and you want them to see it on the larger laptop that you have with you. I can just do on this app a long press. It'll bring up a list of devices that it knows is around me. And the way it knows that is through something called the Microsoft Graph, which I'll talk about in a moment. So right now I can pick this desktop, which is this laptop here. I choose that. It establishes a wireless connection to it. Then I just touch the app. Can we see here? And we see how it launched the app here. Now, with navigation on my phone, I can scroll across. And using Project Roam, I've now created an experience between my devices. All right. Now, the way we're able to do that is through something called the graph, the Microsoft graph. And the way that works is every time you use your device and you log in with your Microsoft account, whatever device it is, you'll have a whole bunch of devices. You'll keep logging in. In the cloud, we can build an intelligent graph, a representation of all the devices that are uniquely yours. And in that intelligent cloud, we know the capabilities of those devices. We know what they do, the context of how you would use them. And so when you're starting to do scenarios like this, those devices that can most fulfill that scenario in the most logical way will be made available to you. So we believe that over time, with the right support and the right participation with our partners in the developer community, we can continue your experience over time across devices. That's what we mean by the mobility of the experience. Back in March, we released the Creators Update. That release included features that you're already familiar with, like faster Windows Hello and Tilt in Windows Ink. And I'm going to give you a quick demonstration of Tilt. So here we have an application called Expressi. This is an application written by Nelson Chu. This application is available in the Windows Store. You can see that he's got a visual representation of my brush. And as I touch the display and I move my pen, the brush is emulating the tilt of the ink. Now you say, well, why is that important? Because it allows you now to be more expressive with what you want to do, which is all about what the Creator's Update is. So in this example, let me take a look and grab pen here. And let's see if I can make some magic happen here. Ayo, hold on. Undo. There we go. So the power of Tilt in Windows Ink is so powerful, a common Westerner can now write in Chinese. It's wonderful. Maybe the BG. We also introduced new apps like Paint 3D. If you think way back to the very beginning of Windows, there was always Paint. Microsoft Paint was always in there. It's kind of like a very simple painting application. But now we're moving into this 3D world. And with Creator's Update, we brought some of that magic to Paint. So this is regular Microsoft Paint. I'm going to very easily just select an object here. Let's select this circle. Simple circle. And now I'm going to get, let's make a donut. So the donut's going to need some frosting. And we probably want some sprinkles. Let's do some pink sprinkles. Now, if this were Paint, that would be it. Your simple, flat, two-dimensional donut. But this is actually Paint 3D. And what we created here is a fully rendered 3D object. Very simple. There are a lot of other cool things that came out of Creator's Update, and I've got a video right now. It's going to kind of show you some of the inspirations that came out of what was released last March. Thank you. You know, in that video, it said Windows Creators Update is coming to 400 million Windows devices. The momentum has been so strong that since that release, we are now, Windows 10 is now on over 500 million devices. And that's not 500 million installations. That's 500 million active Windows users every month are on those Windows 10 devices. This fall, we're going to have another release, the Fall Creators Update. And we're continuing a lot of the innovations that we're doing and some of the things I've already shown you. And in one of the places, we're going to do some more innovations in our inking platform, our pen platform. So to show you that, we brought from the United States, from our input team, David Abzarian. David Abzarian is going to come up and show you some of the new things to expect in the Fall Creators Update. David, how you doing?
Hi, Robert. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Good morning. As customers go shopping for devices this year, they're going to see more pen devices, a lot more. In the past year, we have doubled the number of pen devices in the Windows ecosystem, and we're on track to double it again in the next year. It's really important that for users to experience and love Windows Ink, they have to have a pen in their hand. And not all devices come with a pen. This is where the magic of the Microsoft Pen program comes in. Using some of the DNA from our Surface products licensed to the ecosystem, we now have the ability for touch digitizers and pen peripherals to speak with each other in an interoperable way. Today, I'm holding two pens in my hand. One is a pen produced by Sunwoda, specifically for this Dell device that I have. The other is a Wacom Bamboo Smart Ink Stylus. Both of these devices speak the Microsoft Pen protocol, meaning they're both going to work with this device. I'm going to show you a quick demonstration here in the ink workspace. And you can see this is the Sunwoda pen that comes with the device. And here I am inking with that. Switch now to my Wacom Bamboo Stylus, and I can seamlessly ink with that. This is now giving customers more choice in terms of which pen they want to use. It now enables more scenarios for going across devices, but also for choosing personal accessories for which you want to ink with. So we're opening up an entire retail accessory market for pens in the Windows Ink ecosystem. Now, the next thing I want to show you is one of the improvements we're making in the Fall Creators Update for pen. While the pen is best at inking, we also know that not every application is ink-enabled, and users are looking for a consistent and predictable experience with their pen. When pen was originally incepted by Microsoft in the tablet PC days, it was well before touch had been created and touchscreens were around. Users' expectations have evolved now, where they expect that the pen will provide functions like direct manipulation of content. And now we're bringing that functionality to users in the Fall Creators Update. So what I'm going to show you here is in the Edge browser. If you've previously used the pen in Edge, you'll notice that the pen actually, by default, just selects text, and you can't actually navigate the page. With the Fall Creators Update now, we've actually enabled smooth scrolling, exactly like the touch manipulations you see, which we call direct manipulation, now with the pen. But also, we've unified, to make the pen more powerful for productivity, we've unified selection under the barrel button of the pen. So now I can come here, press the barrel button, and select the text, copy it, and for instance, if I was working on some notes for Windows Ink, I could then barrel tap my pen and paste that text in. The entire workflow done with just the pen in my hand. This afternoon, we're going to be talking a lot more and showing some great demonstrations of the Microsoft Pen Protocol, as well as the new pen interaction model, which we're introducing in the Fall Creators Update. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, Robert.
That's great. Works so good, we should just ship it right now. last December, we had a WinHEC event, just like this one, and we introduced a program for our partners for mixed reality headsets. And that's where we wanted to invite our partners to work with us to develop mixed reality headsets so that we can provide mixed reality for the masses. In the Creators Update this fall, we will be delivering the Windows Mixed Reality Shell along with the first wave of those partner-developed head-mounted displays. With the Fall Creators Update and our partner-developed HMDs, mixed reality will now be available to more people on more Windows 10 devices. I have a video here now that will show you kind of what we mean by the mixed reality shell that you can expect in the fall update.
Mixed reality breaks down the barriers between physical and virtual realities. Let's see how we can alter realities across people, places, and objects. Here we have a real office, populated with real things. Let's now adjust reality by adding virtual objects to this physical space. Notice how these objects are aware of the real surfaces in the office. Next, let's replace the real person with an avatar. This allows her to be present, even though she is not physically in the room. Now let's adjust the environment itself and make it virtual. Notice how the virtual objects and avatar continue to persist. Finally, let's tie back this entire virtual scene to the original physical room. A subtle boundary grid can reveal real obstacles, making it safer to walk around this virtual environment. Mixed reality unlocks exciting new experiences that merge the physical and the virtual worlds.
We're also doing some work on just basic fundamentals in the next release. For example, the Power Slider user interface in the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update gives people more intuitive tool to customize their power management. We're also introducing software-defined batteries that enables users with two-in-ones to manage how their batteries discharge and can extend the overall battery life. Momentum continues to grow. We now have over 25 million devices supporting Windows Hello, and we're continuing to reduce the costs to implement it. We're working with partners like you to have Windows Hello on all premium and mainstream devices for back to school and for holiday 2018. Hardware Keyword Spotter and Wake on Voice are both coming in the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. That's going to enable users to interact with their device even while the device is in standby and with the lid is closed. So when the lid is closed, you should be able to say with a device that has Hardware Keyword Spotter, "Hey Cortana," and it's still going to respond to you and it's still going to interact with you, even if it's in standby. That's kind of a complicated thing to integrate, and that's why we're here. We have labs that are specifically designed to help get your solutions certified and working. We have labs here, we have labs in China, we have labs in the US. Wherever you're doing your engineering, we'd love to partner with you to help make this a reality. The Windows 10 Fall Creators Update is also going to enhance accessibility in Windows. Remember earlier I said Windows has to be personal. It has to be a Windows for you. And so there's a very large user community that values the accessibility features. An example is Narrator. Narrator will be enabled on a new device right out of the box, and the Edge has a better browsing experience with verbal commands. I believe we have Shenyan Lin is here. Yes, Shenyan Lin and his teacher Shang-Chi from the Taipei School for the Visually Impaired are going to join us to demonstrate accessibility in Windows 10.
Uh, Good morning, everyone. Have a nice rainy day. Yes, I know. OK. 好，那为了减轻各位听觉上的负担，我还是用中文好了。哦，那简单跟各位介绍一下，我是来自台北启明学校的老师，我姓纪，叫纪乃勋。那我左手边这一位呢，是我们学校一位全盲，他天生就是全盲的同学。那他叫做，请你自我介绍一下。
沈彦霖。
好，他叫做沈彦霖。好，那我们可以知道，就是对一般我们正常人而言，我们所有的在我们的日常生活中，我们很多的资讯主要是透过我们的眼睛，哦，大概是 70% 都是透过我们眼睛去感知这个世界。但是这样子的状况呢，对我们的彦霖同学来说呢，他必须用他其他的感官，他必须加强他其他的感官，例如说听觉，例如说触觉，甚至是他的认知的一些能力，来补足那一些他天生没有办法得到的那 70% 去认知这个世界。好，那这是我们实体世界的一个状况。但是因为现在我们有了电脑，那电脑对我们的沈同学来说，其实大家有没有想过，全盲的人他怎么去用电脑，他怎么获得电脑上面的资讯呢？在我们真实世界，我们可能有导盲砖，我们可能有扶手，我们有可能有电梯，有这些所谓的无障碍设施。但是或许如果在我们的电脑，不管是软体或是在网络上，我们多加一些这些虚拟的无障碍设施的话，其实他们也可以跟我们一样，就是操作电脑，然后自主的去做一些学习。所以接下来呢，就由彦霖呢为各位示范一下他如何去操作电脑。好，彦霖，那首先请你先可以请你先用那个微软的 Narrow， 然后打开 Edge 上网给大家看。
Microsoft Edge 按钮 Microsoft 搜寻或输入网址。
对，所以目前他透过 Narrow 他可以把那个声音传出来，所以彦霖他透过声音他知道他目前正在操作什么东西，操作到哪里。好，那现在请你上网搜寻周杰伦
三个字，半角空格键，周 U 逗号七，退周 X 周逗六 T T Enter 轮换 Enter。
好，那他现在找到了周杰伦，跟我们一样。
搜寻结果周杰伦，
那请你试着从很多很多的连结中去打开其中一个连结，我们去看看那连结里面的内容。
周杰伦 J 九首页 Facebook。
好，我们看看他的 Facebook
数值 HTTPS 冒号斜杠斜杠周杰伦 J 九首页 Facebook 密码。
好，那请你试着读取里面的内容。
向下键，向下键，向上键，向左键，向右键。忘记
好，大家可以看到现在它卡住了。
向下键，
因为在网页的设计可能太多，可能有一些广告，或是有一些多媒体的效果，那或者是有一些可能对我们明眼人来说是很方便的一些设计，但是在现在，我们如果换一个角度来看，对他们来说，对他们反而造成一种形式的一种阻碍。好，那所以说其实很高兴有机会在这边做这样的一个很简短的一个展示。那在这里呢，只是想让大家知道说，其实他们可以做的很多，如果我们愿意在我们的软体设计或是在网页上面我们多做一些考量，我觉得或许未来的设计是可以把无障碍也纳入在里面的。那这样子呢，其实呢，我觉得可以让他们的天赋自由，好，他们就可以跟我们一样。好，那以上是我做一个简短的一个演示，然后谢谢大家，谢谢。
App 正在执行中的应用程式朗读成功。首页 Facebook。
It's interesting we talk about developers because we just recently did a build event. A build event is kind of like a WinHack event, but it's primarily for our software development community, software development partners. It's where we show a lot of the latest things we're doing and try to build a real kind of creative environment so people get excited about writing for the Windows platform. The last event we did in the US was very successful. The excitement is through the roof. I have a video that just goes quickly over some of the highlights of the event, and you can kind of see how excited the developer community is right now for Windows.
Good morning. My
Welcome to Build 2017. It's so cool to get excited about technology.
Build is a great opportunity for us to basically talk to our customers.
I'm excited to see how we are finding new ways to inspire creativity and innovation.
You know, it's an incredibly exciting time to be a developer, and the opportunities to explore new approaches and new technology has never been greater.
We are so pleased to announce support for .NET Standard 2.0 and XAML Standard 1.0.
Introducing our newest tool, Motion Controllers for Windows Mixed Reality. Starting today, you can pre-order Windows Mixed Reality Dev Kits.
Traditionally, you make applications with Windows and your mouse and your keyboard, and this could be a future of a whole new way of interacting with your world.
This diversity of experiences requires an expansion of our current design system. And today's the day we're going to introduce that system. We call this Fluent Design. With the Microsoft Graph, we think we can reconnect our users over time and across devices.
We're empowering you to enable the kind of connected experiences that you've seen today across your users' Windows, Android, and iOS devices.
Build is fantastic for keeping you on top of the technology as it emerges.
I think the big thing for me is games, right? Games is an exciting thing anyway.
It's really cool to see Microsoft's support for developers and how they really care about developers as a user and as someone who's going to add to their content.
It's been opening my mind to new ideas and to new things that I could do moving forward.
It kind of is my favorite build ever. Our announcements are so broad and I think unexpected because we really are putting the developer at the center.
Today is our first ever Windows Developer Awards.
I experienced my own personal creativity through software development. And I see that spark of creativity in our Windows community here at Build, and I've seen it in our community around the world. Because Windows, at its very foundation, has been a place to unlock creativity.
We're continuing to advance these platforms, continuing to advance this opportunity so that you get the best return on the investments you make on Microsoft platforms.
My name is Reinhardt.
Jenny Cahey.
Lucas Risotto, and I build for Windows.
So with that, I want to say a special thanks again to GoTrust for the wonderful companion device framework demo. I want to especially thank Nelson Chu for the Expressy painting app. It's available in the Windows Store. You can go get it right now. And I want to thank all of you for coming here, spending a couple of days with us. Please take advantage of the sessions. There's lots of great information. And please, when this is all done, we're still here. My team is still here. Please reach out. We want to partner with you. We want to build great devices together for your customers, devices that everyone will love. Thank you so much.